At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Cipriani. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Cipriani Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Cipriani. This is the Brayden Cipriani Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We do want to talk about Aztecs football, but we also want to dive into some other rumors about Major League Baseball. So we got a lot of that. We usually like to get to that on the 11 o'clock hour. So I think we're going to do that. Let's get to the big signings made over the weekend. It's our usual hot stove update at 11 a.m. every single day during the Padres offseason. What do we got on the stove today, Frank?
So I kind of split this up because I figured that this the two signings were going to take the whole segment. Dylan Cease has signed with the Toronto Blue Jays. This happened, I believe, just like an hour or two after our show ended on Wednesday. The Blue Jays have shaken up the offseason by agreeing to a 7-year, $210 million contract with star right-handed pitcher Dylan Cease, the largest free agent deal in the history of the franchise. Cease is one of the top pitchers available, bringing front-of-the-rotation talent and impressive durability, having thrown 165 innings and recorded 200-plus strikeouts in each of his last five seasons. Although his 2024 season with the Padres was uneven with a 4.55 ERA, it's 2025, I believe you meant to say, his elite strikeout ability, 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and dominant slider give Toronto a high upside arm to build around as they chase a World Series title. The Blue Jays believe their coaching staff can help elevate his already strong performance, similar to past success with pitchers like Kevin Gausman and Jose Berrios.
I saw the price. He's getting $30 million a year, right?
Yeah.
You know what? He might be worth $30 million a year for Toronto and their rotation. I don't think he's worth $30 million a year to the Padres and their rotation. I saw the beef going on social media. Did you see the beef between Padres fans and Blue Jays fans?
No.
Blue Jays fans think this is like the greatest signing in the world. Because look at our rotation. Look at the Padres rotation. And they want to pop off and say that this is not the greatest signing ever. Don't be upset that you just lost one of your best starters. It's like,
okay,
all right, dude. Like, we're warning you. I have no beef with the Blue Jays, nor the Blue Jays fans. But what I've seen out of Dylan Cease the last 2 years is not worth $30 million a year for the next 7 years. No. It's just, it's physically not. And I just, you know what? Right but too early seems to be the case on the show a lot. Come back to me in July. Now, if he goes out there and dominates, good for him. I think a lot of Padres fans will be upset about that, but you know what? Maybe the Blue Jays have a pitching staff and coaching staff that could get Dylan Cease right. I just, the way he was trending and the direction he was trending in his last year with the White Sox into a what was a good season for him as a Padre in year one, into last season for Dylan Cease, I don't understand why you would give him $30 million a year. I don't think he's worth that kind of money. But you know what? Good for him. He got his big contract that he was waiting for. The Blue Jays have a good rotation. But if Ruben Niebla couldn't fix Dylan Cease, I don't know how the Blue Jays are going to be able to do it.
If I may play devil's advocate for a moment here. Didn't Padre fans say the same thing about Blake Snell?
They did say the same thing about Blake Snell.
And what happened? He did everything that Padre fans said he couldn't do. So
he wasn't very good in San Francisco.
No, he was not. And he bailed out of there very, very quickly. But last year, I mean, he had injury issues, but then coming off of those injury issues, did everything that Padre fans said he couldn't do. And to be fair, Tampa Bay fans said he couldn't do. So it's, I wish Dylan Cease all the best of luck. No ill will towards him. He had a memorable 2024 season here. 2025 was not the greatest. Congratulations, bud. Congratulations on getting the bag.
Can you tell me how many innings Blake Snell threw last year for the Dodgers, though?
It wasn't a lot.
It was 60.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, it
like,
wasn't a lot.
He went 5-4 with a 2.35 ERA in 60 innings. Until he does that over 100 innings.
Oh, I look.
I can't sit there and be like, you know, told you so.
Like I said, it was just a devil's advocate argument. Like you could say that. Well, Blake Snell pitched past 5 innings in the playoffs multiple times.
Yeah, he's fresh. He only threw 60 innings in the season.
He threw a complete game. He threw a no-hitter with San Francisco.
That might be worth $35 million a year to the Dodgers.
But you can't.
Any other organization can't pay $35 million a year for 60 innings. They can't do it.
Did I say the Padres should have spent the $30 million on Dylan Cease? No, I did not.
No, but you were saying that.
I proved Padres fans wrong, but in reality,
he didn't really do that.
I said it was
a
devil's advocate.
If you
want to
play
argument.
Devil's advocate, I'm going to fight back with some conversation about how I disagree.
Good.
I mean,
part of me playing the devil's advocate proving how that's not a valid argument to bring up.
This proves that what the Dodgers do, nobody else can do.
That's also
because
true.
Because you cannot, at any other, no other organization can afford to pay, and I don't even, what is his contract? Now, what is he getting, $30-something million a year?
Let me bring it up here.
He's getting he's $31 million a year towards the luxury tax. He's getting $36 million this year.
Nate,
you know what you can't do? Pay $36 million for 60 innings. No organization can do that and justify the contract. You can't. You can't do that. So, like, we'll see what Dylan Cease has. At least Dylan Cease posts, right? All right? The guy throws 200 innings every year. So, the Blue Jays are going to get a lot of innings out of him, but they play in a very hitter-friendly league. Not just the Rogers Center. That entire league is very hitters-friendly. You're talking about Camden Yards. You're talking about the Rogers Center. You're talking about Fenway. You're talking about Yankee Stadium. Trop's got a roof back on it. I'm telling you. Like, good luck, Blue Jays fans.
Speaking of...
It might be worth $30 million a year for you. It's not for anybody else.
Speaking of Camden Yards, the Orioles have agreed to a 2-year deal, $28 million, with All-Star closer Ryan Helsley, giving Baltimore a proven ninth-inning arm while Felix Bautista recovers from shoulder surgery and is expected to miss most of the 2026 season. Helsley, 31, has been one of MLB's top relievers in recent seasons, highlighted by a 49-save, 2.04 ERA campaign in 2024. Though he struggled after being traded to the Mets in 2025 before finishing strong, Baltimore continues an aggressive offseason after a disappointing 2025, having already added outfielder Taylor Ward, center field depth in Leody Taveras, and setup man Andrew Kittredge, with the closer role now being addressed. The Orioles' next major priority is upgrading their struggling starting rotation with multiple additions.
They're not going to have Helsley try to do it? Wasn't that one of the rumors?
Yeah, that was one of the rumors, was to move Helsley to the starting rotation, which he did do in AAA.
I'm curious to see. I mean, if they get... So he got a $14 million deal.
Yes, 14.
And then $14 million player option. So it's really a...
It's a one-year deal with an option.
Which he'll probably take. And the option... Here's the thing with the option. Like, most bullpen guys aren't getting like $14 million a year. $14, $17 million mm-hmm. a year. Like, he's not gonna be so lights out as a closer. He's going to take that.
And
I think that player option...
And again, he's not the closer there. Felix Bautista is.
Yeah, but he's hurt.
No, I know. So when Bautista comes back, that value of him being the ninth inning guy and being the closer is gone.
No.
He's an eighth inning guy.
The $14 million, the only reason why he would not take that, or why he, like, the player option, he's going to take that. The only reason why he would not take that is if he is a starting pitcher.
Correct, yeah.
Because he's going to get at least $20 million a year being a starting pitcher. So I think the fact that they got the player option there, I would not be surprised if they try him out to be a starter. And because they need starters more than they need bullpen help. I mean, they need all the pitching help. But to me, I think that shows that they might give him a chance to be a starting pitcher. And if that's the case, I mean, that's a good play by Baltimore. $14 million a year for a starting pitcher? Like, that's a solid value piece for the Baltimore Orioles. And here, if you're Baltimore, you see if he can be a starting pitcher. And if he can't, you got a really good bullpen arm. A little, probably expensive bullpen arm. But then you potentially have a eighth-inning guy to go with your ninth-inning guy in Bautista. But now, you know, you're saving money on the Bautista. I mean, Bautista's only getting $2.25 million this year.
Yeah.
He already signed his deal to avoid arbitration.
So. And I believe Baltimore is going to get a lot of that back in insurance, too.
So. Well, the other thing, too, is most closers are getting like $17 to $19, maybe $20 million. Like,
right.
You got an eighth inning guy and a ninth inning guy for $16 million.
And that was my point with why he would take. Why him losing that value when Bautista comes back is, yeah, you would have to take that because the eighth inning guy is not as valuable as the ninth inning guy. So, yeah, he's definitely going to opt into that player option.
The only way he doesn't opt into the player option is if he becomes a starting pitcher. That's
correct.
The only way he won't. I mean, he's going to accept that.
Yep, absolutely.
Anyway.
Do you want to go to the next ones or do you want to save those for the next segment?
We got some time. Let's get to it. What else we got?
All right. So,
San
Francisco Giants, as we had predicted last week, have been linked to Tatsuya Imai. The Giants are among several MLB teams showing interest in Japanese right-hander Tatsuya Imai, who was recently posted by the Cebu Lions. Imai, 27, has drawn comparisons to Kodai Senga and features an upper 90s fastball with a deep pitch mix. Other interesting clubs include the Blue Jays, Cubs, Mets, Red Sox, Yankees, and potentially the Dodgers, though Imai has said he'd prefer to compete against LA rather than join them. San Francisco could use another frontline starter behind Logan Webb and Robbie Ray, though they may also explore more budget-friendly options as they reshape their rotation under Buster Posey and new manager Tony Vitello.
Based on the stipulations of what we think Imai wants. Now, he didn't say anything about playing on the West Coast, but
no.
A lot of the Japanese players like playing on the West Coast. A lot easier to get home and everything like that. So if you throw that in, which is not what he said, but competing against the Dodgers and, you know, wanting to, you know, not having to have to be on a team with other Japanese players, all this other stuff. The Giants are the perfect fit. Maybe even the Seattle Mariners. Those are the two, to me, that are the perfect fit for Imai based on what he has said. Now, a lot of players have said a lot of different things, when it comes to who they want to sign with, and then they go and sign wherever the money is, right? It's like Kevin Brown. I want to be closer to home in Cincinnati. So I can't sign with the Padres, but I'll sign with the Dodgers, and that's closer to home to Cincinnati. Players can say what they want to try to win over public opinion, but at the end of the day, dollar bill, y'all, and that's what it's going to come down to. So if the Dodgers offer a ton of money and Amai signs there, nobody should be shocked that he did that.
No, I would agree with that. Once again, the Cardinals are shopping Nolan Arenado. The Cardinals' trade of Sonny Gray to Boston is expected to be the first of several moves this offseason. According to The Athletic, St. Louis is now focused on exploring trade offers for Nolan Arenado and potentially one of their more controllable left-handed hitters, including Brendan Donovan and Alec Burleson, though it would take a strong offer to move either one. They may also listen on Lars Nootbaar and Nolan Gorman, but their trade value is limited due to injury for Nootbaar and strikeout concerns for Nolan Gorman. The team is also hoping to find a trade partner for Wilson Contreras, who, like Arenado, holds a full full no-trade clause, with new baseball operations president Cham Bloom looking to rebuild the farm system. The Gray trade appears to be the beginning of a larger roster reset. We're in rebuild mode instead.
That'd be Heimblum. Heimblum.
Cool.
He's Jewish. Heimblum.
I didn't ask.
Yes. Well, that's how you pronounce that.
That's cool.
Adam gave me the rundown.
I'll remember that for the next 5 seconds.
Heimblum. We talked about this. The Cardinals need to get rid of Arenado and Contreras. That's where all their money is.
Yeah.
If they want to go full rate, I mean, and the fact that they only have two players under contract with high money contracts, and they're both free agents in 2028. I mean, Contreras has a club option for $17.5 million. I don't think a lot of teams are taking that. They got to try to trade away Arenado and Contreras. And unfortunately for the Cardinals, the only way to do that is by throwing in somebody else that might be good.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, where the Cardinals currently sit, this is the best time to just flip those guys out and start over. Because, to be honest with you, I agree with what Buster Olney said a couple of weeks ago. This is going to be a season where the Cincinnati Reds outspend the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
And the Cardinals need a reset. All of their, you know, they had a great run with Pujols and Molina and Matt Carpenter and, like, all these aging guys, and then they got too old, right? They had Jason Hayward for a while.
And a lot of their young guys, like Jordan Walker, have not worked out.
Right. It's time to start cutting bait with some of these. I mean, right. They had Arenado and Goldschmidt, like older players. It's time to reset. If you're St. Louis and it's just trying to find a partner for Arenado and Contreras, I think it's going to be very difficult for them to do it, but I think they're going to have to eat some money. And they have money to eat. I mean, their estimated payroll next year is $108 million. They can eat some of the money to get rid of those players. But you know what? I would be, if the Cardinals do what they need to do going into the season, for me, for it to be a successful season for the Cardinals, Arenado and Contreras are not getting introduced on opening day.
Correct.
They can't. So it's got to be interesting to watch how the Cardinals play this out.
You said Heimblum?
Heimblum.
Heimblum, okay.
Heimblum.
I'm finding out, and it really is bothering me. I am very bad with names now. That never used to be a problem with me.
Well, like C-H-A-I-M doesn't look like Heim.
No, it does not. So that doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
But like I was telling you about the coaches, the Carlsbad coaches that I was talking to before the Open Championship game, I could not tell you their names. Period. Right now. And again, it's not because I wasn't paying attention. It's not because I didn't want to know. It's because I just can't. It's bothering me a lot that I'm becoming as bad with names as I am.
Think Lane Kiffin's going to be good with names in Baton Rouge?
We'll talk about that later.
The Lane Kiffin saga is hilarious to me. It's so funny. But we're going to focus on our own college football problems, and that's San Diego State. Aztecs fail to win the game against New Mexico. Do they get hosed a little bit when it comes to the overall seeding for the Mountain West Championship game?
I don't really understand what the Mountain West was doing. That's a separate entity. But we're going to talk about both of those things when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show. San Diego Summit Sports Station, 97.3.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The fam. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Soprano. This is the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right. A couple of things to unpack today when it comes to Aztec football. We're going to get your phone calls, 833-288-973, 833-288-973. We're going to talk about first, at the Mountain West, I don't know how entities, like, I just, college athletics and the people that run conferences blow my mind all the time. And the people in charge of college football blow my mind with some of the stupidity that is put together when it comes to seeding playoffs, when it comes to rules in place, when it comes to who makes certain games. It is beyond stupid, a lot of things, when it comes to conferences and all this BS that all circles around money and all this other stuff. And that leaks into the Lane Kiffin conversation. We're going to talk about that later on because I see both sides of that story. And as dumb as the Mountain West Conference is for, like, the rules that they have in place, I got to start with Saturday and from San Diego State's responsibility perspective. Losing the final game when you had an opportunity to host the Mountain West Championship game. San Diego State loses 23-17 in New Mexico in double overtime. The first thing that sticks out to me in this game is the fact that San Diego State had a false start three plays in a row in overtime. How do you false start three times in a row? I just, it's baffling to me how that's possible. Aztecs and New Mexico. I mean, Jaden Denegal, I know, and he, the offensive coordinator for San Diego State was on early in the season with Gwynn and Griss. And he talked about how, like, well, you know, he hasn't really had a lot of opportunities to play. This is kind of like his freshman year. I mean, Jaden Denegal was 14 for 24, 162, a touchdown and a pick. Had 7 carries for 8 yards. I'm watching the final couple minutes of that game. San Diego State is tied at 17 with under a couple of minutes to go on their final drive, right? It wasn't even that. I think they had more time than I thought. But I'm talking about the end of the fourth quarter. And they're moving the ball. I mean, Lucky Sutton is gashing New Mexico. Gashing New Mexico. And all of a sudden, like, you're thinking, like, all they need is a field goal. All they need is a field goal. I got to pull up the drive just to, like, to double check the exact details of this. But I'm talking the final drive of the Aztecs. They get the ball. They got the ball multiple times with the tie, by the way. I mean, the defense played their ass off in the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter between New Mexico and San Diego State, punt, 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 end of the game. The offense had their chances, but they got the ball back. First and 10 at their own 36-yard line with 3:15 to go. And the Aztecs just needed a field goal to win the game. Christian Washington rips off seven yards. They go no huddle. 2:37 left in the fourth quarter. They give the ball to Lucky Sutton. He rips off 11 yards on second and 3. Now it's first and 10 for the Aztecs at the New Mexico 46-yard line. They got one of the best field goal kickers in the country. 4-yard rush on first and 10. It's second and 6 with a 1:20 to go at the New Mexico 42-yard line. They go no huddle shotgun. They get the ball back to Lucky on second and 6 after a 4-yard run down to the 42. They get stuffed. And now it's third and 6 at the New Mexico 42-yard line. And the one thing that you can't do is take a sack. The one thing you can't do is take a sack. New Mexico had been doing it the entire second half, blitzing the house. San Diego State looked like they were ill-prepared for a blitz. And Denegal takes a 6-yard loss on a sack with 45 seconds left in the contest on third and 6. Gets it back to New Mexico 48-yard line. It puts them completely out of field goal range. And now San Diego State has to punt. They're able to hold New Mexico on 4 plays to end the half. And then first and 10. First play of the contest in overtime. Denegal throws a pick. Which is should be death for the Aztecs. Instead, New Mexico fumbles. Because both teams apparently don't want to be able to win. Great job by the Aztecs defense to force the fumble. And then New Mexico, one play, touchdown. And this is just the chaotic part. You get first and 10, no yard gain, an incomplete pass. You get a 15-yard run by Denegal. And then you go on first and goal for the New Mexico 10, false start. First and goal to New Mexico 15, false start. First and goal at the New Mexico 20, false start. So now it's first and goal at the New Mexico 25-yard line. Now all of a sudden you're starting overtime over, but now you can't get a first down. You have 4 plays to try to score from the 25-yard line. That'll go get sacked on second and goal. At first and goal, you get a 6-yard run. That'll go get sacked and fumbles and recovers his own fumble on second and goal. On third and goal, he take another sack. And then on fourth and goal, he throw the ball out of the back of the end zone. And that's it. I mean, every opportunity in the world in the fourth quarter and overtime to win the game. And San Diego State failed to do so on offense. And then it put into this chaotic situation of whether or not they were going to be in the Mountain West Championship game. I thought San Diego State's season was great. I thought San Diego State had a good season of winning 9 games. I thought they'd win 8 games this year. They exceeded my expectations, which are way over what everybody else's expectations were for Aztecs football this year. So you can't take away from that. But the Aztecs in the offseason, they got to be able to find a way to improve their O-line, and they got to get a quarterback. But it was a missed opportunity. Now, that's set up for what was what I think the dumbest format to try to figure out who was in the Mountain West Championship game. The Mountain West Championship game is going to have Boise State and UNLV in it. The biggest gripe, and who should have the biggest gripe, is New Mexico. If I'm New Mexico, I'm fuming right now, going, what do we have to do to get in this championship game? You had a four-way tie with Boise State, San Diego State, New Mexico, and UNLV.
Where's the game being played again?
Boise State.
Oh.
The tie-breaking scenarios for the Mountain West is beyond dumb. I'm going to tell you what happened with the computer decisions when we come back on the Braden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
11:40 on the Braden Suprenant Show. Talk about the Aztec football over the weekend. I mean, overall, Aztec should have taken care of business on their own. This is what we talked about the last couple of weeks of the season for San Diego State. If you beat these teams and you control your own destiny, it's a lot better because you don't have to worry about this chaos that we knew was going to happen. Frank, we thought this was going to be the chaos for second place.
Yep.
Instead, San Diego State put themselves in this chaos and then got themselves out of the Mountain West Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Even go back to Coach Lewis's post-game press conference. They knew they were going to be in the game. They thought so. But based on computer rankings, all of a sudden they're not in. And here's the deal. This is what doesn't make any sense about this. So they determined that UNLV will play at Boise State for the Mountain West Championship game. And to me, the team that's got the biggest gripe is probably New Mexico. Because you look at the tie-breaking scenarios, and the tie-breaking rules don't make any sense. You pull up the Big 12 tie-breaking rules, and it's a lot simpler. But for the Mountain West Conference, they go to a head-to-head and a mini round robin, right? So you got to compare all four teams. The problem is San Diego State didn't play UNLV, and that lies a bigger problem of college football where, I don't know, maybe it wasn't a great idea to just have everybody go 1-16 in your conference in the standings. Because guess what? What did all these conferences do? What did they, just like everything else in college athletics, they became what, Frank? Starts with a G and ends with a Y. Greedy.
That's the word.
They all got greedy. Because you had these divisions that are like, well, this isn't fair because, you know, we should have Ohio State playing Michigan in the Big Ten championship game and think about all the money we would make doing this. Everything's about ratings and money, and you can't. It might work one year, but every conference going to the top two teams should be in this gigantic thing in order to make the championship game, which, by the way, I think is dumb in general. In this day and age of college athletics and college football, why do they have championship games? Oh, I don't know. Money, probably. But all of the conferences copying what the Big Ten did and are like, oh, we're going to eliminate divisions because, you know, all our good teams are in one division and it's not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? Is it not fair, or is Fox complaining that they can't have Michigan, Ohio State for a second time, or they can't have Penn State, Ohio State for a second time? They're tired of watching Northwestern play Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. Well, you know what? That's how it is. Some years it's great, some years it's not. But the problem with this is you run into the situation where you got a four-team tie in the Mountain West Conference, and guess who didn't play everybody? UNLV didn't play everybody. UNLV only played two games against the tied teams. Boise State, New Mexico, San Diego State, and UNLV all tied at 6-2. UNLV didn't beat a single team in that group of four. And what saved them was they didn't play San Diego State. So all of a sudden, they factor out the little mini round robin that they did. Boise State lost to San Diego State. They beat New Mexico, and they beat UNLV, so they went 2-1. New Mexico beat UNLV, beat San Diego State, lost to Boise State. They went 2-1. San Diego State went 1-1 because they didn't play UNLV, and UNLV went 0-2. Just from that perspective, to me, it should be Boise State, New Mexico then.
Right, and that's how, if you look at the official Mountain West standings, that's how it is seeded. It is seeded Boise State, New Mexico State, San Diego State, and then UNLV.
Here's how they determine the head-to-head mini-round robin. If one team beats all the others, that team advances. If one team is clearly the best record in these head-to-head games, it advances. If the teams all beat each other or they did not all play each other and no advantage appears, they stay tied. So what happened was, is Boise State and New Mexico had the same records. There was not a clear advantage. Again, you're trying to just find one to break through. And since they didn't all play each other, UNLV and San Diego State didn't play, it gets nullified and you move to the next deal, which is college football playoff ranking or computer metric composite. Really? That's the second best one you're going to do? College football playoff rank comes first. If some of the tied teams appear in the college football playoff rankings for November 25th, any tied team that is ranked and wins its final game gets priority. If multiple are ranked and all win, they take the two highest ranked. If the team loses its final game or is not ranked, then you use the composite computer metric average. These metrics include SP Plus from Connolly, ESPN Strength of Record, KPI, and Sports Source. Lower numerical ranking is better. This step always prioritizes college football playoff ranking over computer metrics. Once you identify two teams, those two advance to a two-team tiebreaker procedure to determine who makes the title game or who hosts. And that's where you ran into Boise State and UNLV. You already know on some of these metrics, by the way, S&P Plus and ESPN Strength of Record, a lot of those factor in recruiting. They factor in your recruiting rankings. Are you kidding me? What are we doing? doesn't make any sense. Then they got to, if head-to-head and ranking computers cannot separate them, then you compare overall record versus everyone, and only one FCS win is allowed to count if all still tied to go to step four, which is record versus highest placed teams, which is, by the way, what all the other conferences do before they get to the computer rankings. Then they do winning percentage versus common opponents, and then they do a draw, where they would do like basically a glorified coin toss. How do Power Four conferences do it? Well, here's what the Big 12 championship tiebreaker policies do. The tied teams will be compared based on their head-to-head record during the season, just like the Mountain West. Letter B. Number B. The tied teams will be compared based on win percentage against all common conference opponents. That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
That's what everybody with a brain does. What is the Mountain West doing? I bet you could go through, if you just did the Big 12 tiebreaker procedures, it might have worked out for San Diego State.
They're working on number C is what they're doing.
Tied teams will be compared based on win percentage against the next highest place common opponent in the standings based on the record in all games played within the conference proceeding through the standings. That's the other thing they do. They go, okay, all right, well, let's go through the standings. So what that would have been for San Diego State in the big in the Mountain West. I had the standings here for a second. So then what they would do is, like, those four teams get leveled out. You would compare how everybody did against the next highest team, which had been Fresno State. So pull up Fresno State's record, right? If they played everybody. This is where you get into problems with no divisions. Fresno State lost to the Aztecs. They beat Boise, and they didn't even play New Mexico or UNLV. And they got to keep going down the list before you can start eliminating teams in that particular deal. Then they'd compare everybody against Hawaii, which doesn't help San Diego State that much. Then in the Big 12, the tied teams will be compared based on combined win percentage in conference games of conference opponents. The tied teams will be compared based on total number of wins in a 12-game season. Then they get to letter F. The representative will be chosen based on highest ranking by Sports Source Analytics team rating score following the last weekend of the regular season games. And then letter G, the representative will be chosen by coin toss. The Big 12, a conference that San Diego State should have tried to get in, again, talked about this, again, I don't know, an actual conference that knows what they're doing, they have their computer Sports Source Analytics as the F group. The sixth tiebreaker. The Mountain West has it as their second. What are we doing? I don't understand. This is why the Mountain West Conference sucks. This is why they suck. And why, I don't know, how many teams are defecting from this loser conference? Boise State's leaving. San Diego State's leaving. Fresno State's leaving. Colorado State's leaving. Utah State's leaving. What an incompetent conference. Now, again, San Diego State probably shouldn't be in the Mountain West Championship game. New Mexico should. And if I'm New Mexico, I'm sitting there going, like, we decided to stay in this conference? Oh, my God. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand what people in charge of sports decision-making is. I don't get it.
That is another wrinkle to this. Boise State is leaving your conference.
I know.
Why? If you were going to screw anybody, you'd screw Boise State. You'd screw them for New Mexico. You'd put the two teams that are staying in your conference in the game.
And guess what? Guess what computer metrics do? The computer metrics with the recruiting rankings, which, by the way, are all biased, by the way, because it's people going like, well, I think this player is going to be an NFL player, so I'm going to give him a 5-star. Like, the fact that that's factored into some of these computer rankings just shows how dumb these are. And they're talking like, that's going to favor the brand schools. But the fact that that is your second best, that is your second tiebreaker, is a joke. And again, I'm going to keep saying this. New Mexico deserves to be in the Mountain West Championship game over San Diego State. They do. They beat them. San Diego State should have played better. But this is the chaos that I said, don't get yourself involved with. You can't get yourself involved with this. Because it's not going to work out for you. But the tie-breaking scenarios for the Mountain West Conference make absolutely zero sense.
Adam Paul in the chat directed my attention to this, at least. This is from the New Mexico Lobos, the athletic department, not the football program. This is from the athletic department. While we respect the tiebreaker procedures that the Mountain West has in place, including the computer metrics that determine the championship game participants, we are disappointed that our student athletes, winner of 6 straight games and with victories over 2 of the league's top 3 teams, including San Diego State and UNLV, will not have the opportunity to compete for a championship next Friday. This team has earned that chance with its play. These young men showed up every week, put in the work, and proved they belong in the conversation. Their incredible turnaround on the field was matched by their renewed passion of our community, reflected in the top year-over-year attendance increase in the nation. Even with today's disappointment, we are extremely proud of this group. Coach Eck, who has signed a new 5-year deal, by the way, his staff and our student athletes who delivered a season that has changed the trajectory of our program and reminded people across our state and around the country what Lobos football is capable of. What Coach Eck accomplished in one season in Albuquerque is truly remarkable, and there is no doubt that he should be a consideration for Coach of the Year. Our focus now turns to preparing for the program's first bowl appearance since 2016. The team earned that opportunity, and we look forward to finishing this season on a high. That is from Fernando Love, the Vice President and Director of Athletics.
Nice. Yeah. And then he's like, yada, 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 yada. We're so great. Yada, 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 yada. Whatever. It's stupid. The Mountain West is dumb. The Mountain West continues to be dumb. They're gonna screw more things up. And if you're San Diego State, can't wait to get out of this conference. Can't wait to get out of this conference. But this goes into a lot of different things. It goes into like the timeline. I mean, there's so many things wrong with college athletics right now, especially college football. And I think you saw that on full display with the whole Lane Kiffin saga. And we're going to talk about the Lane Kiffin stuff later on the show. I mean, Lane Kiffin, by the way, if you're an Ole Miss fan, I don't know why you thought this was going to end any different than what it ended the other day. He's done this before. You signed up for this. If you're an Ole Miss fan, you think you're a destination place in the SEC, I got bad news for you, bro. You're not. And it's going to continue to be like that. And guess what? LSU. You guys are going to be going through the exact same thing in the next 3 or 4 years if Lane has success and the Alabama job opens up. I'm telling you. This is what you did. This is what you did. You signed up to be part of the Lane train. The Lane train likes to make a lot of stops, and they'll kick people off the train.
And honestly, it's a move that Ole Miss knew was coming because they hired their defensive coordinator as their full-time coach, not an interim. So if you're hiring a full-time coach immediately after this, this is a move that the program knew was coming.
You have to know that. And there's a lot of stuff involved with this. It's true. I mean, the Bama job might open on Sunday. Look at the SEC standings. Alabama is in first place right now in the SEC. It's going to be playing the SEC championship game. They might lose, and they might fire Kalen DeBoer. Or he might go take the Penn State job. And if he does, let's just say he does that. Alabama's looking for a new coach. Ole Miss in third place would be looking for a new coach. A&M had a great year, and Texas can't afford to pay Sark off. You go through the list. There's all these schools that are looking.
Lane Kiffin's going, wait a minute.
Arkansas looking for a new coach. Auburn looking for a new coach. Florida looking for a new coach. LSU looking for, just got a new coach, but was looking for one. Kentucky looking for a new coach. If Heupel goes to Penn State, they might be looking for a new coach. You're gonna get to a spot where like half of the SEC is looking for a new coach. It's just the timeline of this is dumb. There's so many things that can fix. There's so many problems with college football. We're gonna talk about the Lane Kiffin stuff later on. We are gonna get to your phone calls too. I know Kevin at Chula Vista wants to weigh in Aztec Athletics. We're gonna talk a lot about that as we get to the noon hour on the Brayton Soprano Show, setting us up on Sports Station 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayton Soprano Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.